cooler this morning, I think. And we're hearing reports of thunderstorms and everything else today. Just as I was planning on a barbecue this afternoon. I don't know if that's going to happen. But let's find out. Is it going to be barbecue weather today? Let's get an answer to that and all the other big burning weather questions. Our weather expert Simon is on the line for Simon Evans. Morning, Simon.
Morning, John. Hello. Nice to hear from you, mate.
Yeah, nice to hear from you too. And yesterday was lovely, wasn't it, weather-wise?
It was a high of 28 Celsius because of the southeast for some reason. I did forecast it on Thursday, the 13th of September on the metals. They would be 26 Celsius. They were wrong. I'm always 85 Celsius.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was watching the weather last night, the weather report on the evening news, and they were talking about, you know, rain and all sorts of things coming in today. So, is that the end of a heat wave for now? Are we going to get a bit of, sort of rubbish weather for the next few days, do you think?
Yeah, I think we're gonna have some rubbish weather for the next few days into next week. But towards the end of September, October, we might see a return to some hot Indian summer weather in October this year, potentially.
So,
I
think probably, you know, we do need a bit of rain. I mean, we may not like rain. It may sort of ruin our plans of being outside and doing stuff. But actually, I think the gardens need it, don't they?
Yeah, my grass is a bit parched, actually.
Yes.
It's gone a bit brown. So, yeah, I say definitely we need some rain. There's going to be much rain for over a week. We did get some rain last Sunday. It wasn't much.
No.
And I think there's some rain earlier this week, but it's just not a lot of rain. We need more rain.
Yes. Actually. Absolutely. So, okay, so it's going to be a bit cooler today then, do you think? Because we head towards kind of that rain and everything else that's coming our way.
Potentially, I would say that it will be a lot fresher today, but not as hot as yesterday. But
okay.
It'll still be a high of 21 Celsius, and it will be a little bit cooler next week. But we're still going to be slightly above average for the end of September. It should be highs of about, I would say, 18 Celsius in October, end of September. So we're a little bit above it, looking at the run rate forecast. But it is a little bit fresher. Not as muggy as it was recently, but it's still not, I would say, where it should be for tonnage of the temperature. A bit above it, I would say, slightly.
So it's going to be easier to sleep tonight then, as you know, we got ourselves ready for a new week tonight, going to bed, we have to sleep all right then.
Yeah, it won't be like last night. It'll be a lot cooler. A lot more fresh.
Oh, there you go. There's some good news in there. That's good to hear. Just get a little bit too hot. I know we like moaning about the weather in this country. You know, it's kind of that thing, you know, it's too hot, it's too cold. It's never just right, is it?
No, it's never just right, John. It's always changed its mind. It's over too hot, it's too cold. It's not in the middle. I mean, looking back spring this year, it was very chilly and very cold. It wasn't very warm until the end of, May. Even then, 24 Celsius was still a bit chilly. And people were saying, where's our summer gone? And it came back chilly, it got very hot. And then it got very cool and wet in July and August. And it came back again as summer did in September this year. Well, a proper heat wave, one of the first proper heat waves of this year since last year's August 2022 across the South East for reasons. So there you go, John.
Thinking back to August last year, though, August 2022, and that was ridiculously hot. I mean, I remember that, and I know that at the time, thinking all the grass is like, you know, brown and shriveled up because it was just that was too hot. Definitely.
Was,
John. So yeah, talking about other things. What's been happening in your world then this week, and what have you been up to on the YouTube channel?
Well, I've been to Salisbury recently by train, this weekend I've just gone to the Walkhurst line, and I've got my walk from Basingstoke still on there, and a few other things as well. And and I've got videos from my holiday, my parents' holiday in Italy or whatever, on there, and other videos as well. So it's incredible what's on my channel, John. It's just mind-boggling.
There's a real variety of stuff on there, including the walk. We talked about this before, but your walk back from Basingstoke. I mean, I still can't get over you actually did that. That's amazing.
I know. That was quite a hot one at the end of the walk. I thought, hey, 27. Yeah. Celsius, it's 24. It's too hot at the end. But I got there eventually.
Yeah.
Even the train, I got there eventually. That's
yes,
amazing.
You did. You don't give up. This is great. This is what I like about you, Simon. And also the big news tomorrow, the long-awaited return of Neighbours. Looking forward to that, aren't you? I know.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to watch that. I'm looking forward to that big time.
How do you think it will work on Amazon Freevee? Because obviously, you know, before it was on a TV channel, you just switch your TV on. Do you think people are gonna kind of adapt to new ways of watching it?
I think if it's like on a catch up thing or whatever, I think it's like catch up.
Yes, on demand.
Watch it. that would probably be more convenient for people, because I sold to Watch Neighbours in the end, because it was some channel 5, and because at the time I came back from work, I thought, oh, I know it was in the daytime. Some days I just couldn't keep up with it. Oh, I thought it was Catch, I think, on channel 5. I think I had Catch, I think, but I never got into that. And it was all just too much. And maybe this will be better. Hopefully, John, we'll see.
I mean, we had the on-demand catch-up before, but this is, like, exclusively on an on-demand streaming platform, so it's a new kind of thing for us. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what they're doing, because, obviously, they had the last episode last year. They've got to now try and explain their way out some of the, kind of, the endings and kind of start it all up again. Definitely. It's going to be interesting.
Four new apps, isn't it, by the looks of it as well. I've got the original ones, I think it's about 5 or 4, and Paul Robinson's in it, Sue and Kyle in it, and a few other actors, but you've got some new ones as well, new fresh faces, which is good.
There you go. Looking forward to that. It drops on Amazon Freevee at 7 a.m. I might set my alarm and watch that first thing in the morning tomorrow to start the week off on a high. But the other thing that's happening locally is the council and the debt that they find themselves in, and they've announced the cuts. They're talking about removing public toilets and reducing funding for various organisations. But the main sort of headline here, Simon, is the swimming pool, the pool in the park, the leisure lagoon, and talks of closing that. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it would be bad and very devastating, because it's a very good place to go in the winter months, especially when it's dark and it's raining, and it keeps you safe, and it's good to have a gym or a swimming pool or whatever nearby, just to go in there and just to stay safe in the winter months and stay in the dry. And it's good for people that have got problems with legs. They can't walk very far. It helps their muscles. It might even help heal their muscles. And it's very important to keep that. I think if it came between the light box and the swimming pool, I think I'd vote for the swimming pool more than the light box. I think the light box could be in a smaller venue. But the swimming pool, no, you can't shrink the swimming pool. You can't. That swimming pool's been there for a long time. I've only ran longer than the leisure lagoon, but the main swimming pool where I swim has been around longer than me. But I think you need to keep... We spent so much money on it in the council, did it? Why scrap it, all that money I spent on it? It doesn't make any sense, John. There's no logic in it at all.
I mean, they're saying that there's the swimming pool, the new swimming pool in Shearwater, and people online are sort of saying, oh, should they shut Shearwater and keep the one in sort of the pool in the park, the original one? So, I don't know, it's a real kind of balancing act, but there's a lot of opposition. There's a petition online to keep the swimming pool, I think. If you speak to anyone that lives in Woking, they will have been to that swimming pool, maybe have fond memories of childhood trips to swimming pool. I know I certainly have.
My mum's 40th birthday was in a leisure lagoon, and that was a good birthday time for my mum. I quite enjoyed the saloons as well. Back then we had 3 slides, which seemed cool. We had the fire slide, we had the 2 slides, and it was just amazing. I think McCarran's black, the fire slide, the medium slide. I love the swimming pool in Woking. Yeah. I don't think I want to see the end of that swimming pool one bit. I want it to be around another 20 or 30 odd years, if it can be. That's what I'd like. That's my wish.
If it does close, though, I mean, where would you go swimming? What would you do instead?
Well, the nearest swimming pool will be Aldersey in Shearwater.
Yep.
But that's still, the problem with that is the public transport around there is rubbish, so that doesn't help. Mm. Otherwise, it'd be the Spectrum in Guildford by train. But that would be a bit of time consuming getting down there. Then you've got to get the bus up to the Spectrum or walk it. It's not practical, John. I might have to give up. I might have to retire from swimming. I wouldn't like it. It wouldn't suit anyone in Woking. It would just be a complete disaster.
It's really hard. I mean, the fact that the council find themselves in this debt, they've got to save the money somewhere. But yeah, the swimming pool, not the way to go. I think I'm with you on that one. There is a petition to save the swimming pool online as well. So you can have a look at that. And that's set up by someone who's got, again, childhood memories of swimming in Woking, you know. So save the swimming pool, I think, is the message here, isn't it, Simon?
It certainly is.
Yes.
Save our local swimming pool in Woking. We need it for the rest. We need it for the rest of our lives. Otherwise, we need it for our health. It's our general health across Woking time locally. We need it. It's important.
Absolutely. So many benefits to swimming as well. It's good for your physical health. It's also good to sort of clear your mind as well. So let's not underestimate the power of the swimming pool. Simon, thank you for sharing some thoughts on that. Sharing thoughts on the weather as well. Getting a little bit cooler. Potentially some not so great weather coming on the way, but at least some water for the flowers in the garden, which will be good. So do you want to tell us how we can find you on YouTube then?
Simon A.G. Evans.
Brilliant, there we go. Simon A.G. Evans, have a look at YouTube. You can catch up on what you've been up to, and we can feel like we've been on that walk with you, you know, on your YouTube videos. Have a good week, Simon, and we'll catch up soon.
I will, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye.